Hello and welcome back to the Baseball Aesthetic. We've wrapped up our first series of the season, first weekend of the 2025 season, and it was an exciting weekend of baseball. Some unique and interesting stats that definitely took place, and some maybe surprises from some teams that, you know, maybe didn't start out as well as we thought they would, or some teams that are leading some stat categories that are a little bit surprising as well. So it's Monday morning, so let's jump right in and see what happened over the weekend. So on opening day, there were 14 matchups that took place, and it produced 130 total runs scored. On Friday, they had the built-in off day for a lot of the teams, so a lot less matchups took place on Friday, and it only produced 67 runs scored. But on Saturday, once all 15 matchups took place and everybody was playing, it produced 125 runs scored, a little bit down from that opening day total. Even with the opening day total having one less matchup that took place, a little bit down from that. And then on Sunday, again, not everybody played. This was kind of a strange weekend with the built-in off days. So, you know, not everyone played the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or even Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday consecutively. But there were 13 matchups that took place, and there were 102 total runs scored on the day for Sunday. So again, kind of a unique weekend, but the highest run scoring day or of the weekend series belonged to opening day, producing that 130 total runs scored. The team that hit the highest number of runs produced in a single game over the weekend series did belong to the New York Yankees, who had a weekend high across all 30 teams of 20 runs scored, including their 9 home runs that they hit. So there were a lot of runs scored in the Bronx over the weekend, and they were also the team that produced the highest number of run total. Even though there were some teams that had 4-game series over the weekend, the Yankees and the Brewers only had a 3-game series, but if you score 20 runs on Saturday and then 12 runs on Sunday, you're going to get a lot of runs being scored for your team. So the Yankees led baseball with a weekend series high of 36 total runs scored. And thus that matchup against the Brewers was the matchup that produced the highest run count of the weekend at 50 total runs, 36 of those coming from the Yankees and 14 of those coming from the Brewers. The team that produced the least amount of runs was the New York Mets. The New York Mets had 1 run on Thursday, 3 on Friday, and 1 again on Saturday to have a total of 5 runs scored. And they were playing down in Houston, and Houston didn't do much better. They only had 6 total runs scored across their 3-game series. So that matchup between the Mets and the Astros produced the fewest number of runs at only 11. 5 of those from the Mets and 6 of those from the Astros. Looking at total hits, on Thursday, a total hit count of 207. 137 hits on Friday and 243 hits on Saturday, again, once everybody played, and then 181 hits were produced on Sunday. The team that had the highest hit count, again, probably not a big surprise here, was the New York Yankees on that Saturday surge that they had, where they had 20 runs scored. That came off 16 hits, and that was the team in the game that had the most number of hits over that weekend series. And then once again, the New York Yankees had were the team that had the most number of hits across their weekend series with 34, and that weekend series produced the highest number of hits for a 3-game series, with the Brewers having 26 hits over that 3 games and the Yankees having 34 hits over that 3 games to produce a matchup high at 60 total hits. However, the Chicago Cubs and the Arizona Diamondbacks did have a 4-game series, and that produced a total of 78 total hits on that four-game series, 32 of those coming from the Cubs, and 46 of those coming from the Arizona Diamondbacks. So looking at total home runs, the team that had the highest number of home runs in a single game over the weekend. I mentioned it before, mentioned this team already a lot. They had a great weekend, but it was the New York Yankees who had a team high 9 home runs on Saturday. Obviously, they scored 20 runs. It's going to help when you hit 9 home runs. And interesting enough, with those new shape of the bats that they're using, is that going to be something that other teams copy? Was that the reason behind their home run surge this weekend? Or was it just a fluke? Were they just feeling good at the plate? We'll have to kind of wait and see. But I am interested to see, you know, the games that are playing this week, today and tomorrow. Like, are there going to be teams that have that different shape bat? Is that going to be something? You know, it's a copycat league. So if the Yankees were producing that many home runs and numbers offensively, I can see other teams, you know, copying and seeing what they're doing with that bat shape. But the Yankees had 9 home runs on Saturday, which, no surprise, was the team and the game that had the most number of home runs. And they had a total of 15 total home runs over their 3-game series. So 15 home runs over 3 games. Exciting day, or exciting weekend in the Bronx for Yankees fans. And obviously that matchup produced the most number of home runs, 15 of those coming from the Yankees, and the Brewers contributed 3 home runs over that series to a total of 18 home runs hit in the Bronx this weekend between both visiting and home teams. The New York Mets and the Houston Astros and the Colorado Rockies all had 3-game series, and each of those teams have produced 1 home run so far in their 2025 season. And the New York Mets and Astros obviously played each other, so that matchup down in Houston only saw 2 total home runs, 1 from each team, over that 3-game weekend series. But home run totals, there were 40 on opening day, 20 on Friday, 35 home runs on Saturday, and 33 home runs on Sunday, bringing a weekend total of home runs across Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to 128 home runs produced so far in the 2025 season. Looking at stolen bases, this is where one team is standing out significantly, and it's a little bit of a surprise. The Cincinnati Reds, the Houston Astros, and the Athletics are the only 3 teams in baseball who do not have a stolen base so far. So they've played 3 games and 0 stolen bases. But the team with the most number of stolen bases at a league-leading 15 are the Pittsburgh Pirates. Again, I think I mentioned this last podcast about opening day. They had 6 total stolen bases, and they had 6 stolen bases on Saturday as well. And, I mean, they did have a 4-game series, but still, 15 stolen bases in 4 games, it definitely seems like that's an emphasis that the Pirates are looking to implement this season. So, you know, they're leading so far. Ultimately, though, we'll come back to this in a little bit, but those stolen bases have not led to, you know, great success in the win-loss record for the Pirates. But either way, 15 stolen bases for the Pittsburgh Pirates so far. And that matchup between Pittsburgh and Miami produced the most number of stolen bases on the weekend series. So if you like stolen bases and, you know, enjoy that, the Pittsburgh Pirates and Miami Marlins weekend matchup was exciting to you. That produced 20 total stolen bases, 15 of those from the Pirates and 5 of those from the Miami Marlins. So let's take a look at errors. The matchup that produced the most number of errors, even though they did have a 4-game series, was the Pittsburgh Pirates and Miami Marlins, who combined for a total of 9 errors across their 4-game series, 3 of those from the Pirates and 6 of those from the Miami Marlins. So that's that 9 total. And that 6 count, along with Arizona Diamondbacks' six count of errors is the team that produced the most number of errors on that weekend series. Obviously, both of those teams did play four-game series, but six errors leads the league so far between the Miami Marlins and the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Detroit Tigers were in L.A. to play the Dodgers this weekend, and that was a three-game series, and that is the only weekend series that did not produce a single error by either team. So they played three games, and in the error category, the Tigers and the Dodgers in their matchup, there were no errors that took place at Dodger Stadium this weekend in that matchup. Looking at total number of strikeouts. So there were 259 total strikeouts on Thursday, 155 on Friday, 234 on Saturday, and 192 on Sunday. So far in the 2025 season, we've seen 840 strikeouts. And the team that has struck out the most number of times was the Washington Nationals. They had 13 on opening day, 15 on Saturday, and 11 on Sunday to produce a weekend series high of 39 total strikeouts. And the matchup against the Philadelphia Phillies this weekend produced a high of the three-game series at 69 total strikeouts, 39 of those from the Washington Nationals, and 30 of those from the Philadelphia Phillies. The Philadelphia Phillies were the team, though, that had the most number of single-game strikeouts. They struck out a high of 19 times on opening day. So, you know, if you were watching that NL East matchup or if you were at the weekend series in Washington, you saw a lot of swing and misses. 69 total strikeouts took place in that weekend matchup. The Athletics and the Seattle Mariners took place as well this weekend in a four-game series, and they did produce 71 total strikeouts, but obviously they had that extra game in there as well. And the Mariners did play an extra game with that four-game series and have the most number of strikeouts so far at 41 total strikeouts. So not a good look for the Mariners this weekend. Offensively, 41 total strikeouts on the season so far. So looking back at some individual days over the weekend, on opening day Thursday, there were 916 total at-bats that took place. Of those 916 total at-bats, 207 of those were hits, and that produced an average of 226, 259 total strikeouts. So there was a 28.3% strikeout rate out of those at-bats, 134 singles, 29 doubles, 4 triples, and 40 home runs. So with that 40 home runs, that was the highest home run hitting day of the weekend. That was 19.3% of all hits ending in a home run. On Saturday, 589 total at-bats with 136 total hits. That brought the average to 231. 153 strikeouts, so strikeout percentage was a little bit down. Only 88 singles, 27 doubles, 1 triple, and 20 home runs. So obviously with the lower number of at-bats and the lower number of singles, the percentage on Thursday and Friday, though, was the same. On Thursday and Friday, there was a 64.7% of all hits ending in a single. So a significant difference of at-bats between Thursday and Friday, but single percentage was exactly the same for both of those days. On Saturday, 1,014 total at-bats, with 243 of those being for a hit. So that jumped the average up a little bit to 240. 232 total strikeouts. Strikeout percentage was down a little bit as well. That was the lowest percentage of strikeouts that took place over the weekend at 22.9% of all at-bats ending in a strikeout. 160 total singles. That was the highest percentage of singles hit on the weekend at 65.8% of all hits ending in a single. 47 doubles, 1 triple, and 35 total home runs. And on Sunday, to wrap it all up, 835 total at-bats with 189 total hits, dropping the average to 226 with 191 total strikeouts, 116 total singles, 39 doubles, one triple, and 33 home runs. So the highest percentage of hits being a home run obviously was that opening day with that 40 total home runs. That was 19.3% of all hits ending in a home run. So overall, so far in the 2025 season, we've had 3,354 total at-bats with 775 total hits, bringing the average to 231. 835 total strikeouts. We're right at 25% of all at-bats ending in a strikeout. 498 total singles, 142 total doubles, 7 triples, and 128 total home runs. Right now we're averaging 16.5% of all at-bats ending in a home run so far this season. All right, so it was an advantage for the home team this weekend. The home team won 33 out of the 51 total matchups. So home teams, 33 wins, and visiting teams had 18 wins. That was a plus 15 advantage for home teams. Home teams also had the advantage in number of runs scored. Not a surprise there. If you win games at home, you're going to probably produce more runs. There were 234 total runs scored by home teams and 190 total runs scored by visiting teams. That was a plus 44 advantage. Home teams also had the most number of hits, 411 by home teams and 365 by visiting teams. Plus 46 advantage. And once again, home teams had the advantage in home runs as well. 69 total home runs hit by home teams and 59 total home runs hit by away teams. But the away teams did get the advantage in stolen bases. They had 44 stolen bases to the home team's 42. So a plus 2 advantage for stolen bases for visiting teams. So look at some of the unique stats that took place over the weekend. The Rays' Cameron Mizner was the first player to have his first home run be a walk-off on opening day. So, I mean, that's the perfect way to have your first home run, is it for it to be a walk-off winner on opening day for the Rays. So that is a great stat. I'm sure that was a great day for him. The Miami Marlins are the first team since 2003 to have their first three wins of the season all come off walk-off wins. So they played a four-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. They were home in Miami, and the Miami Marlins won their first three games of the series, took three out of four against the Pirates, and won those three games by a walk-off all three times. It's the first time since 2003, and the Devil Rays did that as well. But out of the four games, three walk-off winners, that's got to be great for the Marlins. And there were only four shutouts all weekend. So we had 51 total games that took place and only four shutouts on the weekend so far. So definitely a weekend where there was lots of offensive production that took place, and exciting weekend for that. So we are into the season. We just wrapped up our first weekend series, and we have new matchups that are getting underway today. Some teams are having their opening day today as well. So more matchups to take place and more baseball to watch. So it is great to have it back. Hope you are enjoying it as well. Until next time, we'll catch you later.